And we're going to start at the bottom of Psalm for Bed and the Bed, the two dots. It's four lines from the bottom. It's Mark. So in each of these cases, we have a shliach who is being appointed by the woman. And then that shliach says his mission, but what he claims his mission to be is different than the instructions he got from the woman. So this is the first case, Itmar Heveli Giti. The woman says to the shliach, bring me my get. And he goes ahead and tells the husband, Ishtecha Amra Hitkabeli Giti. And that he says, I'm really, your wife said to me that I should accept the get. So I mean, the woman made him to a shliach, right, lehalacha in a sense. And then he says that he's a shliach lekabalah. And the husband says, Helech k'mashi amra. And then the husband says, take what she said. So now, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbu Amar Rav, afilu higia get liyada, hinu migureshet. Even the get reaches her, she is not migureshet. So now this statement of Rav Nachman is going to be the springboard for the daf today. Why is it that she is not migureshet? So the Gemara wants to conclude from here, the machlokis in the Gemara in Bava Metzia, whether when a person uses or engages with the shliach of another, then does he rely on the words of the shliach, or does he rely on the words of the sender? So what's the difference? Obviously, in our case here, it'd make a big nafkaminis. Shishmamina adibura didei kasamich. That when the husband gives the shliach the get, he's relying on the shliach's words. Shliach says, I'm a, right, I am a shliach the Kabbalah. So the husband is giving to him, assuming that there is a Kabbalah here, and not appointing him to be a shliach the holacha. That's the case, the shlichus fails, because the woman never appointed him to be a shliach the Kabbalah, and the husband's not appointing him to be a shliach the holacha. So basically there's no netina, and there's no giving of the get from the husband to the wife. If we really believe that in general a person relies on the instructions of the sender, then at least if the get reaches her hands, she should be divorced, because that's what she said. She said, you be a shliach to bring me back the get. And therefore, if the husband was simply relying on what the woman had said originally, then the get, he would be a shliach olacha, and it would end up with the woman, everything would be fine. The fact that it's not proves to you that we're somech adibura didei, that we somech on whatever the shliach says his instructions are. So it says, Amar Rav Ashi, Hokei Ashto, how can you say that? Vishloma itmar ipcho. So this is interesting. So Rav Ashi says, if the case had been the opposite, we would have been able to prove this point. But this case, we would not be able to prove the point. What's the opposite case? This case is Hitkabali Giti. She appoints the Shliach to be a Shliach the Kabbalah. Ve'ishtecha Amrab Kabeli Giti. And then the Shliach says, what? Bring me the, he says that I'm bringing the get back to her. I'm not a Kabbalah, I'm going to be a Halacha back to the woman. Ve'hu Amar, and the husband says, hey, let's come on, take it like she said. As soon as the shliach accepts the get or gets the get becomes effective. Right? So Alma Atibura Didehu Kasamech. If we said that was the conclusion of this case, was that as soon as the shliach got the get, she was divorced, then we could conclude that we are somek on the woman's statement. Because the woman made the messenger, right? The woman made the messenger into a shliach with Kabbalah. And if we say it's effective, the moment it gets to the shliach, that means that no matter what the shliach says, the husband is still relying on what the woman said, which is to make her into shliach Kabbalah, and it's effective immediately. Inami, but if the conclusion was the other way, the yada, right, that it would be effective until it reaches her, then we could say adibura didei kasamach, that we generally are somek on the words of the shliach. And so the shliach says, I'm not a shliach to receive it, but rather a shliach to bring it back to her. Then the husband makes him into a shliach l'holacha in a sense, and it goes back and becomes effective once it reaches her. So now, if that's the case, we can conclude. I mean, depending on what the psak halacha is in this instance, where the woman appoints him as a shliach l'kabbalah, and the shliach says, I'm only a shliach to bring it back to be l'holacha, then in that instance, if we conclude that it's effective immediately, then we know we're so much on the woman's words. If we say it's only effective when it reaches her, then we're so much on the shliach's words. But why did Rav Ashi believe that the case we had before does not prove it? Why? Because what did she say? She said, you are a shliach l'holacha, and he claims he's a shliach the Kabbalah. So that's the next line in the Gemara. What's the problem? The The problem in the first case was that the shliach, right, undermined his entire shlichus. I mean, that in the second case over here, where we say that she appointed him a shliach haKabbalah, and then he brings her back as a shliach haHolacha, meaning that she gave him more power than he actually effectively uses. She said, you can accept it on my behalf. Instead, he says, all right, I'll bring it back to her. So he's not okir shlichus entirely, he just diminished, right, that which he was appointed to do or effectively doing. In this case, the first case, when we talked about it, the shliach, right, made himself into something he wasn't. She said, you're just bringing it back to me. He says, I'm a shliach leKabbalah. He makes himself a shliach leKabbalah. He never had those powers. He never had that ability to act in that manner.
In that case, when he gives, when the Baal gives it to the shliach, he thinks that he is much executing the get at that point. And then starts to understand that this shliach is the Rekabah, doesn't have a war. So he thinks that he's doing the Messiah, and the shliach is doing the Kabbalah, right? And therefore everything's good. And it's not good because you're losing the Messiah, because this shliach has never been designated for the Messiah. And then if the case is going to be the other way around, right? Okay, so she gave him more power. She designated him to be the Kabbalah, but he says, I'm just a shliach to be, or says, my job is to bring it back there. So you still have the problem of life in the Santa. Now, the husband is not, she never designated him to be, it's really, however, it's really the Baal's concern. Right? In the first case, he thinks that he himself is doing the Santa, so he's being the Kabbalah. And in the second case, there's no Messiah. The Messiah is like that, right? Because he doesn't think that he needs to do it, or he thinks that he's giving the Shaliyah to be a Shaliyah to do the Messiah, but that's not really the one that's still designated to be the Shaliyah for Allah.
Alright, so the next line in the Gemara says what you're saying, which is Damar, why is it Yaakri Shlech Lishlukute Lagamri? Damar Shlech Lakabbalah Habina, Lohalacha Lohabina. We worried about it in the first instance, the first case where Rashi says you can't prove anything from, what are we worried about? We're worried that the Shliach says, I'm a Shlech Lakabbalah. So when the husband gives it to him, like you're saying, Shol, so when the husband gives it to him, he thinks it's over. The problem is that that's not the case. It's not over until it reaches the woman, and therefore he doesn't appoint him as a Shliach Lohalacha. In the second instance, where Rashi says you could prove it from, there, if the worst scenario is that the husband thinks that the shliach is a shliach l'holacha. So it ends up being a shliach l'holacha, gets to the woman, and then it's a fine asina. But if, right, he...
So
the
saying is that even though the husband didn't particularly appoint him as a shliach l'holacha, since that's what he thinks, when he answers to him, that's going to, you know, have the ingredients of a proper
asina. Right, because here he thinks, he says, the shliach is saying, I am a shliach l'holacha. So he says, all right, I can't, he's not going to accept it, then I have to send it with him to get to the woman. And then you have a Kabbalah on the other side in this second case. So exactly. So now, Amar Rav Huna Bar Chiya, Tashma. So the Gemara is going to bring other cases from our Mishnah, right? Omer Kitzkabel Gedzeli Ishti, Oholech Gedzeli Ishti, Ratzalach Zor Yachzor. So he can reverse his position. Taimol Diratza, right? That means that if he wants to, he can reverse this position. Halo Ratza, Habi Get. But if he didn't want to change his mind about this, then it would be a get. How here is the husband creating a shliach for the Kabbalah? It says, Homer, Hitzkabel Getzel Ishti. How is he appointing a shliach for the Kabbalah? El Amrinam. Kamen should not in the Gersha. As soon as we say that the husband intends to divorce his wife, Meimar Amar Tigaresh Kohecha de Megarsha. We're going to say that she's divorced, whichever way makes it work. I mean, that even if he uses the wrong lashon, we're going to say he wants to divorce her, so we're just going to make it work. I mean, we're going to assume he does everything right, even though he says the wrong formula. He formulated it wrong. He says, you are a shliach l'kabbalah, but we're going to say it's really a shliach l'holacha because we want to carry out the intent of the husband. So hafanami, why don't we say in our case over here? The first case, there, Rashi says we can't prove anything from. Let's say, right over here, just because the shliach says I'm a shliach l'kabbalah, but it fails. Why does it fail? Because he's not really a shliach l'kabbalah, and now the husband doesn't appoint him as a shliach l'holacha. So there's no detina and reception of the get. So Mar Zivul, that's like our mission. Our mission, the husband points the shliach to be a homer hitzkabel gedzel ishti, act as shliach kabbalah. But he can't do that. So we say, oh, well, really he is a shliach l'holacha. Why? Because the husband wants to divorce her, therefore we make sure that it works. So why don't we say the same thing in the first case here, that Rav Ashi, where we're not going to give his din, that we say that the get works because we just because he wants to divorce her. So we're going to say that he, even though he said Kabbalah, he really means Holacha. So where it says, Hakayashka, how can you compare these two cases? In our Mishnah, Adam Yodei Hashem Shlichut LeKabbalah, a person knows you can't create the Shlech LeKabbalah. He can't create a reception, right, messenger for his wife. He can't act on his wife's behalf. But Gomer Menachon L'Shem Holachas. Even though he says it's Kabbal Gedzel Ishti, he really means I'm sending it to her. Right, Hoka, Toy. In our case, he's misled. The Shlech says I'm a Shlech LeKabbalah. So the husband's full intent is to give it and this Shlech and have it be over with. But he can't say now, oh, he really meant to make her Holacha. He was misled, and therefore he never intended it for it to be a holacha. As opposed to our Mishnah, where he knew that Kabbalah doesn't work, and therefore he really means, when he says he's Kabel, he means lehodich. So now, Amar Rav, Tashma, Kitana, Sha'amra, he's Kabel Giti.
So now, he says he's Kabel, so he wants to
carry
it.
He
can't, it doesn't
carry
it, and
it gets to
the
room, so it doesn't allocate. Right. So Amar Rav, Tashma, Kitana, Sha'amra, he's Kabel Giti. Ain't a get. Right, if Tana who appoints a shliach to accept their get on her behalf, it's not a get. Ad she get the adah, that until it reaches her hand, because a Tana does not have the ability to create agency. Right, she's not a bayadas to create agency, and therefore she can't appoint a shliach. But if the get reaches her, then she becomes a right divorcee. She's divorced. Kimat get the adah miyamigarisho. So over here, when the get reaches her, it does work. So why is this worse than the case? Again, the first case that we started in his tap with, the one Rav Ashi rejected, is that case, we say the same thing. We have a shlech l'kabbalah that's not really a shlech l'kabbalah, so why don't we say at least when the get reaches the woman, it should be an effective get. Same thing over here, the agency failed, so at least let the get be a good get when it reaches the woman. Over here we're saying that. The Tana can't make an agent, so when the agency fails, we say that once it reaches her, it is a good get. Yeah, no, that's exactly, the Gemara's going to answer exactly that, what you're suggesting. We didn't make her, she appointed this shliach, this katana, appointed the shliach to be a, to receive it, and we, the husband's not using him as a shliach l'olacha. Right? So Elam Rina, Kemich, Natan Abani Abdi Gersha, Meimam Rati Garesh. So we'll say the same thing again, that as soon as the husband intends to divorce, whichever way it's going to work, we're going to say it works. Kwaik of the Magarsha, Al Khanami, so too in our case, with Rav Ashi, it says it's not approved, Kemich, Natan Abani Gersha, Meimam Rati Garesh. Right? It also should be divorced. Kwaik of the Magarsha, wherever, whatever way it works, it should work. So Gemara says, like you were saying, everybody knows that a katana cannot appoint a shliach and create agency. And therefore, when he gives it over to the agent, he knows he's giving it to an agent to be the halacha. In this case, again, he made a mistake. All right, now Tashma. Gemara is going to try a. Another proof. Habeli Giti. All right, so this is a case. He says. She says. Bring me the get. Mishtacham ra hit kabel di giti. So again, this is the case. He says, bring me, she says, bring me the get. Right? And then he says, he represents himself as being a shliach, the Kabbalah. So he says, or hit kabel di giti, or the other way around, the woman appoints him to be a shliach, the Kabbalah. Mishtacham ra habeli giti. And he says, no, I'm not a shliach the Kabbalah, but I'm rather just a messenger to return the get to the woman, and that'll be effective then. Vu'amar, and the husband says, holech v'teinla. He says, you know, holech, or teinla, schila v'tkabela. He uses any of these lashonot, right, the husband.
But he doesn't say, do what she says.
Right, right, exactly. So that's actually very good. So you jumped on it right away. The Gemara in the end is going to draw that differentiation. Okay, but right now, the Gemara is assuming that everything's the same as what we saw in the cases before, that Rav Nachman spoke about. So Ratzel Achzor Yachzor. If he wants to retract his get, he can retract it. She get the Adam, he gureshet. But when the get reaches her hand, she is migureshet. So that's different than what we saw before. In the cases of Rav Nachman, we said in the first case it's not effective yet. In the second case, we're unsure, but it might be a get when it reaches the chef's hands or when it reaches her hands. But at least there it is a get. Problem, obviously, is this goes against what Rav Nachman's pesach was in the first case. So now, the Gemara is going to dissect the case. My love. What is the case here? Kabbalah, Kabbalah, v'holacha, al-holacha. So we saw before that the husband created four lishonot, right? He used possibly four lishonot, which is holech, right, teinla, schila, v'tkabbalah. The first two are holech v'teinla, which is, those are instructions to be molich, right? That means he's a shlech holacha. Schila, v'tkabbalah means that he's really, he's functioning as a Shliach LeKabbalah. So now what the Gemara proposes at first is, well, we have two cases in our Mishnah. One case, the Shliach represents that he is a Shliach, right, Shliach LeHolacha. And then the other case, the Shliach represents that he is a Shliach LeKabbalah. He says that she pointed me, she says to accept it on my behalf. So the Gemara proposes up front that what, that the show notes will match up. In the instance where the Shliach says, I am a Shliach LeHolacha, that's when the husband says, Holik or Tainla. And in the case where the Shliach represents that he's a Shliach LeKabbalah, the husband says, Shliach LeKabbalah. The husband's Lashon is reflecting that which the Shliach represents that he is doing. Right? If you do that, what does that teach you? Right? That teaches us, or that becomes a case against Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman said before, when he said, like you said, Shlomo, he said a little differently, but he says, Hilak the Moshe Amrah. Right? In that instance, right, that's better than any of these specific Lashonotes. And when these Lashonotes, we say it works, but certainly it should work in this instance. So Gemara says, no, that's not the case. Kabbalah ulaka, ulaka kabbalah. It's a mix and match. Right? That what, when the shliach says that he is a shliach with kabbalah, the husband says, tainla and holikla. He really appoints him as a shliach with holakha. So he overcomes the deficit. The deficit is the shliach representing himself to be a shliach with kabbalah. And the husband, in our case before, said what? Halak Kamosha Amrah, though like she said. So in there, he never appointed the Shliach to be a Shliach LeHolacha. But in this instance, he did, because he said Holeif or Tainla, as in Beholcha Kabbalah. And the other way around, when the Shliach represents that he's a Shliach LeHolacha, the husband says, you know, Zchila Bit Kabbalah. So it says, whoa, Kabbalah Lacha, right? If you say that Kabbalah Lacha means when he represents that he's a Lacha, and the husband says, Tain, meaning he's his Chila, it's Kabbalah, then Mechimati Gita Liyadei, the outer Lahavi Gita. And if that's the case, the woman appointed the agent to be what? An agent for Kabbalah. The agent represents himself as to be an agent of Lacha. The husband says, he says accept it for her, meaning that you are Shliach the Kabbalah. So the husband and the wife are in the same boat. They're both using it as a Kabbalah. The Shliach is representing himself as a Holacha. What's the conclusion? If we say that when a person relies on agency, he relies on the sender's message, then if the husband and wife both think this is a Shliach the Kabbalah, the Tzigit should go effective immediately as soon as the Shliach gets it. Yet in our midst, in this Bryce, it says what? Only when it gets to her. So what can we prove from this? That a person relies on the right, person relies on the shliach, the words of the shliach. Exactly. So that's what the Gemara wants to prove them here. So he kabbalah lacha mishim matagita the other, right? The altar have a gita. As soon as it reaches the shliach, it should become an effective get. Shma mino da dibrati de kasamech. So there we can see that the husband must be relying on the words of the shliach. So if he's relying on the words of the shliach, right, then that should be a proof that what? Like the second case, we set up above here, that Rav Ashi says, you can't prove it from the first case of Rav Nachman. But in the second case of Rav Nachman, I can prove it. In the case where he said, the woman appoints him as a shliach the Kabbalah, and the woman said, and the shliach says, I'm a shliach the Halakha, we said above, if it only becomes effective once it reaches the woman, I can prove from there that it's a shliach, we rely on the shliach's words. That's what we said at the top of the Yomot. So now the Gemara is saying, well, I have that case. I have that case in a mission. If right, it's explicit, I should be able to prove, like you say, Rabbi, I should be able to prove my point. The Gemara says, how can you compare these two cases? Like, what's the issue? And this is what you pointed out, Shaul, the difference. What's the difference between them? Right? In our case, Rav Ashi said, you can point it and prove it from, that's the case when he said, do like the woman said. So in that case, then you could say, if it goes immediately, we know he's relying on the woman. If it goes effective only when it reaches the woman, we can know he's relying on the messenger. He doesn't use that lashon. He uses the lashon of itz kabbalah. He uses a different lashon. In that instance, everybody's going to agree that he's really relying on the woman's words, because it's clear the shliach said to him what? The shliach said, I'm a shliach olakha, and yet he's saying accept it on her behalf. So it's clear he's relying on what the woman said. Only in a case where he says Halak Moshe Amrah, which is a more it's a more ambiguous statement in some sense, then we can say, depending on when it becomes effective, depends on where his focus is. Is his focus on the shliach, or his focus is on the woman? But it picks up on what you suggest, the difference in what the husband's response is. Here, the husband has a very directive response versus what he said before, which is, Halech kemo she'amra. Now, the Gemara continues. Hatarabana, kitkabali giti, right? She says, accept the get on my behalf, and Ishtacham writes, Kabel li giti. Right, so then the shliach represents what he's supposed to. I'm a shliach le kabbalah. V'omer holik l'tein lo. Schila v'tkabel lo. Right, so now he uses these lashon. These are one of these four lashonot. Holik l'tein lo. Schila v'tkabel lo. Rasul achzor lo yachzor. He may not retract this statement. Meaning that the woman says she's a shliach le kabbalah. The shliach says I'm a shliach le kabbalah. The husband gives it to the shliach. Probably the husband uses four different lashonot. Two of those lashonot are the lashonot of holik. Make him into Allah. God took the shonot, make him into a shlech l'kabbalah. Right? The tchila and kabbalah make him into a shlech l'kabbalah. And the holik and tainla make him into a shliach l'olachah. So the Tanakh comes and it makes no difference. No matter what the husband says, the shliach is functioning as a shliach l'kabbalah. And therefore he cannot be chozer on what he said. We not the Omer holik b'tein law, right? If he says holik b'tein law, then mashal achzor yachzor, because he's changing the shliach into be a shliach le holacha. He changes it to be a shliach le holacha. Then he can reverse his position. Schila is kabel law, but if he uses lashonot of receiving, mashal achzor lo yachzor, because then he's using the shliach like the woman and the shliach that there are functioning as a shliach le kabbalah. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says v'kulan mashal achzor lo yachzor. In all these instances, you can't be chosen. About the mamalo, he has sheep. But if he disengages, right, the shleach tells me you're no longer shleach kabbalah. She's kabbalah. Well, the holy chutain law. When he uses lashon of holy chutain law, then ratzalach so yaksa. Then he can reverse it. So I ask God this question. Rebbe behind the Tanakham. Rebbe and the Tanakham are the same opinion, which is that all the lashonot work here. No matter what the husband says, it works. Once it's Ibai Zaima Efshi, Adalishmina, the Rebbe's coming to add the proposition that even though well, no matter what the husband says, the shliach functions as the shliach of Kabbalah, but if he explicitly changes the mission of the shliach, that's what Rebbe says, that's what he's adding. He's adding to us that concept that if you say Efshi, you can change the shliach from the shliach of Kabbalah to the shliach of the whole Acha. Ibai Zaima, and the other possibility is Hakamashkolan Man Tanakamo. Who is the Tanakamo? Rabbi! Ibai Zema, I'm sorry, that's the last one. Now, Ibai Lo. Now, according to this, what this verse, according to Rabbi Nathan differentiates between Holith and Tehma.
Well,
right, that's a good question. Right, so you still have to say maybe he's adding in the EFC. Right, or that he's from a.
Okay, the Tanakh says that no matter what, it comes also later.
Right, and so does Rabbi.
And Rabbi says that he says that
he
actually turns.
Right. The shliach is functioning as a shliach of Kabbalah, unless he undermines the shliach, he changes the shliach by explicitly saying Efshi. That's what Rabbi adds. So either you say that's what Rabbi came to add, or that's what Rabbi is, the Tanakhama, and he also adds that point when he's becoming known as the Tanakhama. Alright, so now, where it says, according to Rabbi Natan, who says that the Lashonot split, Holek Latain, he becomes a Shliach Le'olacha, and his Kabbalah and Schiva, he becomes a Shliach Le'Kabbalah, and therefore it works right away, he can't be Chozer. Now, what about Helech? He doesn't use the word Holek, but he uses the word Helech. Right, that's what the Gemara wants to know. By the way, Helech, Rabbi Natan, Schidami, or Lach Schidami? Use the term Helech. You know, what's that mean versus, where does that fit into, which category does that fit into? Tashma, Omer, our Mishnah, he's Kabel gets a Lishti, Yoholik gets a Lishti, Razalaksor, Yaksor. Right, if he wants to reverse it, he can reverse it. Aisha Shamra, he's Kabel Ligiti, the woman who appoints the Shlech to be a Shlech of Kabbalah. Right, then Razalaksor, Lo Yaksor. If he wants to reverse it, he can. My love, the Helik, meaning that in our Mishnah, when it says, holik, it really means helik. Meaning that we saw this before, that the Gemara wanted to change holik to helik. Maybe our Mishnah is really a case of holik. V'Rabbi Natan. And our Mishnah is Rabbi Natan. Why is our Mishnah Rabbi Natan? Because Rabbi Natan differentiates between a term when you use the word, right, holik, and when you use the word kabel. Okay, that's why over here when he changes the woman, later on when he changes the woman's instructions, right, then he's able to do that. So if he says, so Mara says, no, what do you mean? Why don't we just say, lo, holik? It's a case of holik, Rabbi. And the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi. Right? If he says holik, that's why it's working over here. Why is it working? Because the Baal said what? He's Kabel and Holik. The woman said, Imratul Aksor, Yaksor, then he can reverse it. Aishish Amrit Kabel Ligiti, right? Then the woman says, if you want to accept the good we get, be my Shlecha Kabbalah. And the husband did what? He said, Holik, or he's Kabel. He used the same Lashonos he used in the first case. So then it works. So now who is that like? That's like Rabbi, who says, even when you say Holik, you don't change the mission of the Shleach from being a Shleach to Kabbalah.
Unless you explicitly say,
yes, which is the next line in the Mishnah.
Okay. Showing him is not,
right.
And then you're rejecting, and the husband has the right to do that. Like you said, he has to be given the gift on their own, so if he doesn't want to accept her or
right. Now, as opposed to that, the Gemara's Havamina was that when the husband said he's Kabbalah and a Helik, that was the difference. That's why when it said Imratul Aksor Yaksor, and then when the Isha comes along and says, be the Shlech blah, 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 and the husband, the person says he's Kabel or Helek, it works, because we're going to believe that Rabbi Nathan believes Helek works. So therefore, that was the original. The Havamina was that it was Helek and Kabel were the Lashonos we used, and Rabbi Nathan is the author of our Mishnah, because Helek and Kabel are the Lashonos of Kabbalah. Whereas if you say what? If you say the word was Holik, then our Mishnah must be Rabbi, because even when the husband, there's a Shlech to Kabbalah, and the husband says Holik, Rabbi Nathan, that case says it's not a Shlech to Kabbalah, it becomes a Shlech to Olacha. So the Rebbe must be the author of our Mishnah. So we tried that proof, that didn't work. Next, Tashma, the Pikach, the next line in the Mishnah, like you said, Shaol, the Pikach, and Mamala, Bali, Yafshish, the Kabbalah, he says, I don't want you to function as a Shlech to Kabbalah. He switches the Mishleach from being a Shleach of Kabbalah to Shleach of Kabbalah, like you said, where explicitly, right, he takes away the agency from the woman, and he creates this agent to be his own agent. Then, Ratzel Aksor Yaksor, then he can reverse it. Time of the Amar Yefshi. It's because he explicitly took away the agency that works. Halo Amar Yefshi, Ratzel Aksor Yaksor. And if then, if he wants to, he can reverse it. My lab, what's the case here? Behelek, where he said Behelek. There will be not done. And it's Rabbi Nathan. That's why it works here. If you had not explicitly taken away the agency, why does it work over here? Because the husband used the term Helek. And it's like Rabbi Nathan. The wife says, no, the same thing. No, it's the Holik and it's Rabbi. Right? That you could say that the Mishnah is a case of Holik. He said Holik. And nevertheless, when he says EFSHI, it undermines the agency of the woman, and therefore he can create a Shleach Olacha. If he doesn't say EFSHI, it's still a good Shleach, because Rabbi believes, even when you say Holik, the Shleach is a, right, good Shleach, meaning he becomes a Shleach Olacha. Tayyaz Shema.
Where this is what you're going to get to me, Rabbi Nathan's position is that even if the husband uses the same verbiage as the wife,
yeah.
Right, then it takes it then.
It is a Shleach Olacha Kabbalah.
And then he can't reverse it.
Right.
And then we keep trying to suggest that Elisha Pelech, if it's according to Rabbi Nathan, is affirming the Elisha.
It's equivalent to his Kabbalah, his Pelech.
Right. As you said, this is a.
So the Gemara twice tried to say that our missions are being undone, and the Lashon used in the mission is Helek, and that's why it's working in all these cases. So then the Gemara says, no, it could be Holik, and it could be Rabbi, because Rabbi says even when you use the Lashon of Holik, it's still a Shleach of Kabbalah, and that's why you can't prove anything from our mission. So Tashma, another try. Holik gets Elishti, says take this get to my wife, Ratzalakzor Yaksor. Helek gets Elishti, Ratzalakzor Lo Yaksor. And he says, Helek, then you can't reverse it. Manch might lay down for Holik, Ratzalakzor Yaksor. Who says when you use the Lashon of Holik, right, that you can reverse it? Rabbi Nathan. The Kamar, we see, nevertheless he says, Helek, Ratzalakzor Lo Yaksor, Shmamina. Helek, Tzvi Dami, Shmamina. So that must be the case.
This person doesn't know how the woman's instructions work.
Right. So you have to assume, right, you have to make, because otherwise, what's the point that the husband can be close there? So Kiddush here that the husband can be close there if, of course, if he made him into a Shlech HaLacha. So it must be that this was a... If he makes a Shlech HaLacha, of course the husband can reverse his position, right? The only case is, must be a case here, right? If the case is where the woman sent him to be a Shlech HaKabbalah, but the husband can't create a Shlech HaKabbalah.
Right, so here we're using that argument explicitly that it says that if...
There's a differentiation between
all that. Assuming that the way he made him into a Shlech HaKabbalah,
right.
And the husband says, hey, Rav, and we see explicitly over there that the Kabbalah stands, right? That you can't.
You know, whoever who draws the distinction between Holik and Helek, that is Rabbi Nathan. So Shvamino, Helek is a Sidami. She makes him into a shliach lekabalah, but ishtecha amra he's kabal ligiti, and the shliach says exactly that. I am a shliach lekabalah. But who amir holy? But tainla. And then he says, go and give it to her. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Huna, Amar Rab, nasesh lukol vishlucha. Right, that he becomes a joint shliach. He has agency from both of them. So what does that mean? It means that we have a suffix. Is he a shliach lekabalah or is he a shliach lehalacha? In that case, the left says, right, then he has to be kolayis. Right, why? Because if he passes away, the husband passes away, we're not sure if she's divorced, if the husband passes away before the get reaches her hand, we're not sure if she's divorced because the shliach was acted as shliach lekabalah, or, right, is the shliach really a shliach leholacha here? So meaning it's a suffix whether we pass him like Rabbi Nathan or like Rabbi. So the Gemara says, remember that the shliach is Rab, so it sounds like it's a suffix Rab. He holeth the shchi dami and lav shchi dami. That whether we use the term holeth, is that equivalent of saying shchi or not shchi? Rabbi says it's equivalent of saying shchi dami. Right? And Rabbi Nathan says, no, he's changing the shliach to be a shliach olacha. So therefore we have a suffix, budapas, and like, based on that, she'll be left in a state of unknown. Therefore she'll have to do chalitza if the husband passes away. But, but don't we have a brayso that says, holeh mona leploni, the person says, take this 100 shekel to someone, shani chayavlo, that I am practicing, so it's a low bet, is repaying the debt to the malka. So he sends it with a messenger to him, amarav chayav akriyoto. The low bet is responsible till the money reaches the malka. But yet, what if he wants to reverse the shlichus? He can't. Why? Because it's a zachen zachen those upon him. Right here, it's a benefit to the malva that the money's on the way. So as soon as the shliach takes it from the hands of the lova, right, he's acting when the lova says holy, take it. We say he means holy chizki, take it and acquire it on behalf of the. Malka, that's the case. You can't reverse it. You're going to say, wait, this is a machlokes we had earlier in the sect between Rav and Shmuel, which is that once it becomes, it's a schus to the malka, we say then that the akriyut is on the malka or remains with the lova. But Rav believes that the akriyut remains with the lova because the malka never instructed him to send it direct shliach. He never instructed him to send it through a shliach. So it's his problem until it gets there, but nevertheless he can't reverse it. But what do you see from this? You see that Rav believes when you say holeh, you mean take it and be zochi and accept it right away. So why does Rav have a suffix in our case of gittin, yet by the money, when he's sending the lova, sending the money to the malka, he has no suffix? He says, when you say the word holeh, it means holeh and tzchi. So the shliach should take possession of it for the benefit of the malka. That means that the lova cannot reverse the shlichus, it cannot take the money back. So Mar says, well, how do you compare these cases? Hakam suffik mamona the kula. Over there we're dealing with mamo. When you're dealing with mamo, we go the kula. Kula and mamo means hamotim mechabero ala haraya. So we're going to assume when he said holeh, it means holeh tzchi and it's in the possession of the malka, and therefore the lova can't reverse it unless you can prove otherwise. Hoppa, in our case, it's suffix and pseudo. We're dealing with Gitin, we're dealing with Darvish Merva. There we go with Kobra, we assume what? The other way around. When he said Holeh, it's either Lapski or possibly Lapski, which ends up when she is not divorced in that case. So we're going to be coaching on both sides.
Which one's that? You're upstate
obviously can't be both, and the problem is a suffix. That's what Rob's saying. Rob's saying it's a suffix. Is it?
Well, it's exactly.
That's what he means. It means that we're uncertain as to who's shliach he is, and since we're uncertain as to who the agent's acting on behalf, now you have a problem if he dies before the agent reaches the woman, because there's a possibility that he is the shliach of the husband. If you shliach the husband, then she never got to get.
And what is mentioned in the
It could be, because then she's not allowed to be mitiyavim. That's exactly the case. If he died before, then we assume that maybe she was the shliach of the woman, and she was divorced, and she can't be mitiyavim.
She's sent from the
woman. Right, exactly.
And she could be chaletz,
but not really. Mitiyavim,
exactly.
If it was valid,
then she's
a servant. To the
brother.
Yeah. Okay, Amara. We had this earlier in the Masechta, this Machloket. Rav says that a woman cannot appointed shliach, accepted from the shliach of the Baal. That a woman can appoint a shliach accepted from the shliach of the Baal. My time is the Rav. What's the reasoning of Rav? Because it's a bizayon that the Baal sends a get to her and she doesn't come out to take it herself, and therefore the husband never intended to go to another shliach, but directly to the woman. There we said there were two reasons. Rav should be down bizayon the Baal because it's an affront to the Baal that she doesn't come out to accept it. Right? Tosfos, I think, remember on Chumdal, it mentions that bizayon the Baal was that the husband doesn't want to become a public issue until he's divorced. So he doesn't want the other shliach to get involved until it reaches the woman. And therefore, he wants it to reach the woman, and then it can become a public, that knowing that it's not that there should be rumors and things flying before it reaches the woman.
I was
also
saying that they
may
be together, but
then
it's implicit in the original intention.
He says to his shliach, give this to the woman. The what person is getting to is not the woman.
It's implicit that he only wants it to be good because he's directed to the woman.
Right. But that's only in the sense of agency, that they can act on your behalf. It doesn't mean that when a person makes an explicit condition in his chain that he wants to get to the person, then you can't say shlofu shalat v'kamoto. Again, that's like mitzvah v'gufo. You can't say nobody can be shlofu shalat v'kamoto when it comes to putting out tefillin. Right, so here, if the requirement of the get goes directly to the woman, nobody can function as the woman, right, because it's a mitzvah gufo. He wants her to go to the woman herself. Right.
Yeah,
no. If the husband takes it directly, then it works. It's just only if the husband sends it there. Shliach.
If you can, I guess you're.
Because Meshub Chatera Bali Akamikan. So Rashi over here again says the case is where the husband, we're afraid the husband's going to put into a piece of property that he owns, and he's going to sell the property to the woman, or he's going to put in a property that belongs to a third party, and then the woman will buy the property, and she'll acquire the property and the get at the same time. Problem is that that's a Chatera, she bought Akamikan. The get was given to a Chatera that didn't belong to her, and then she buys it afterwards. That's the way Rashi explains it. Tosfos back there also explained it slightly differently. That's a case where the property belonged where property belonged to a third party, the way I explained it. Rashi says this is where the husband sells the property to the woman. Either way, that's the problem over here, and we don't want it to look like that. So my benayu, what's the difference between the two reasonings of Rabbi? You can be able to kodma ihi b'shavi shliach mikara. If she appointed the shliach first, then there's no b'zayin the Baal, because the Baal already knows that there's shliach coming, and therefore he can't claim b'zayin the Baal. Right? I'm sorry, you can still have b'zayin the Baal, but you can't have b'zayin the Baal, because she already appointed the shliach. So the shliach was already engaged for her beforehand. Right, so that would be the difference between them. How Gapra, the Shadaleg, he took the Bitu. So he sent the get to his wife. And we had this case earlier in the Masechta. He finds the woman sitting there, and the Kalisha, she's working, she's kneading, right? Amar la, he left Kitiv, right? He left Kitiv. She goes, take my get, right? Amar la, the Habibi Yodeich. So in that case, she is needing, so she's supposed to, this shliach is supposed to give it to her, right, directly. So then she changes the get and says, listen, you know what, that this is, you become my shliach for Kabbalah now. I can't pick it up right now, I'm needing my dough now. So you say, right, take the get, it'll be in your hands, right? He comes, hands the get to her, says, this is your get. She says, back to him, take it from him. Exactly. So now, Amar Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman says, if each of the Rabbi Chanina, Abdi Behubta, we pass him the left like Rabbi Chanina, I would have passed that this is a good get. Why? Because she's allowed to appoint the shliach, except from another shliach, according to Rabbi Chanina. Even if Rabbi Chanina is right, how could you pass in halakha like Rabbi Chanina? And we had this concept again earlier in the Masechta. When a shliach is appointed to his agency, he has to be say that I completed my agency and returned to the husband. The problem is that as soon as the woman makes him into a shliach the Kabbalah, it ends the shlichus of halakha. And it's the end of the shlichus of the shliach can't go back to the husband and say, I completed my agency. Because he never put, his agency ended before the thing was completed.
Why can't they go to the same branch?
Right, well that's, it can't be, he can't function as a dual agency. That's, basic function of an agent. He can't be an agent for both parties. Right? So he has to be either he's a Shlech Kabbalah or he's a Shlech Olacha. If he does that, he terminates the other. So as he does a Shlech Kabbalah, he terminates his agency as a Shlech Olacha. So Shachul HaKamidim. The Netina ended before there was a Kabbalah, basically. That's it. Because since he can't, he lost his ability to be the Olacha when he became a Kabbalah, there was no Netina here. So now this question is, Shachul HaKamidim Rabbi Ami, they sent this Olacha to Rabbi Ami. Shachul HaKhazra Shlechus HaKabbalah. Same thing that Rava said, you can't, right, that you can't be. There's no agency failed over here. Let me think about it. Other Shachua come either of the Kriya Barabbas. So, you know, a little while later, they sent back to him, what did you think? Once you thought about it, you sat on it, what did you think? Amar Kani, Shachua of Adle. Right, so he says, all these times he sent it to me, hey, the mistake of the whole, what did you do? Right, that is, there must be a suffix to them. They keep asking the question, thinking that they don't know what the look is. Says, how can I mistake Allah me did not? Guess what? It's also a suffix for us. We don't know, I don't know what the look is in this case. Right, I mean, Dabar Shiva Erba. Right, since it's a Dabar Shiva Erba and it's a suffix now, Dabar Shiva Erba Choletzet, right, so therefore she must be Choletzet. So if the husband dies now, we're not sure, we're uncertain if this is a valid get. If we're uncertain if it's a valid get, then she's Choletzet, but not Mityabim. How about Ubdo? Right, there was a case, another case like this. Atzvachol Rav Yitzchak for Shmuel Bar Mata get v'chalitza. Right, so Shmuel Bar Mata required a get and chalitza. The question says, Tarte, how could you ever have a get and chalitza? Get is Michayim, right? So get, meaning that this is the answer to Gemara, is that if the husband's still alive, he requires him to give an additional get. Right, chalitza l'akamisa, right? And if he passes away, then they require chalitza, not yubam. So meaning that it's either or, but it just depends on where the husband doesn't. Is alive, it means another get. If the husband's dead, it means chalitza, not yibum. How would that be laid nafata? There was a woman who they called nafata. Azul sade, right? The husband said to the agent, go write a get to my wife, nafata. The sade went and they wrote tafata. They changed her name. They misspelled her name, they miswrote her name. Amravisa Vashvor Ramatras made the rub, Asue Jim Sukhutam. The agent ran out of the picture. They did what the boss said, and since they made a mistake, the get is not valid, and they can't go back and write a new get. Because they already, their agency has expired. So, but they didn't say to him, write a piece of pottery and give it to her. I mean, since they wrote an invalid get, they didn't carry out their agency. So the agency is not over yet. If they write a good get, and then it got lost, then their agency expired. Why? Because they were agents to write a kosher get and give it to the wife. Now they, what did they fail at? They wrote the kosher get, but they just lost it on the way. So there was a kosher get written. Their agency is now expired. Their agency has expired, then they can't go back and write a new get once this get was lost. So my Pilar Rav Nachman exactly asked the same question Robo asked on Rav Yitzchak, but me Karmaluk Tuvan Kub Kisayu. They don't say write the get and leave it in your pocket. They say the instructions of the agency were write a get, give it to the woman, and you failed that that agency didn't work. So therefore their agency is still in effect. Agency is still in effect there. El Amar Rav Nachman Kotzim Notin Apilu Mea Kamen. That you can write a get 100 times. As long as it gets to the woman, you have to carry out your agency. Right, exactly. Do the right thing. Write a kosher get and get it to the woman. It's interesting. The Rebbeinu Uri over here in the Tosfos makes an important point. He says that if the case where the get was not nevad, it wasn't lost, but there's some sort of problem in the get, meaning that there's some question as to whether the get is kosher or not, then the agency might end. Because, right, exactly. They might have begun their agency, they might not have done the agency. So the Uri says that when a husband appoints their sleeper, he should appoint them, right, no matter what, to do the agency until it's complete. I mean, until she gets a kosher get, do your agency.
Well, even if it's a suffix, if the get is doing, so they carry out their suffix, and only in this part of the course.
Right.
If the get is over, then they have not carried out their suffix.
So they should be able to do it again. Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. Very good point.
Well,
I would suggest in all these cases that the shlichus is not about. I mean, agency is not the halakha tokev. The Rav Yitzchak believes that agency means go do an action. If you've done the action, even though you haven't carried it out to the point of kashrus, right, that agency is completed. I mean, agency doesn't deal with the halakhic outcome, but rather with the action that you did. They took an action, that's what they were appointed to do. But the other... Well, it was the writing. It didn't come out to be halakhically valid. And I think that's what you have to say over time, you know, that how halakhically valid is the agency versus how the action. You have to compare between the action and the agency. All right, so let's just finish up here. So, Bami name, Abami Rav Nachman. He says, give it, write it and give it. When he says to them, kitvu, write it and give it, right, is he what? Saying, that's it, that I'm disengaging from it, or he's worried about the slichim that they'd have to go out of their way, right, till they give it. So, meaning that, is that until the agency there? Is the agency to be write and give, or is the agency simply to write, and you don't have to give it because I'm trying to, I'm saving you the trouble? So when he says write it and give it to a shliach, what does that mean, give it to a shliach?
Right. If it's a letter, then they're going to write it out.
Right.
He's forgetting
it.
He just doesn't want to overburden
them. Yeah, so they give a shliach. Some of the rabbis of the law. What happens if he says the yolik law? Even if he said it directly to them, and he'll take it to her, meaning explicitly says about the shliach will take it to her, not to you. So Mao, the one says peku, uncertain about what the outcome in this case is, whether the shlichus ends, the agency ends once they give it to the shliach, or the agency ends once it reaches the woman. So that's more leads to say, both cases. Both cases, right? If the second case is needed by Zima, but since we can't answer in the second case, then the first case may not be answered either. Shimon Gamliel Omer, Abba Omer, Tzuli, Tzuli, Gidim, Ratzel, Tzuli, Yaxar, Tanabana, Tzuli, Basali, Yehali, Biadeh, Hulan, Lashon, Kabbalah, Hain. All those Lashonas function as a Lashon, Kabbalah. All right, we'll stop over here.